during the Depression, he dug ditches. He worked for the WPA. He worked for my uncle in the warehouse of his furniture store. And then my father got a job with Litton, and he became an expediter. Mm-hmm. He graduated from eighth grade. He was probably the smartest man I ever knew in my life. And as an expediter, he remembered all the numbers that he had to have for all the parts, and that's right. What he did. And he retired just before the advent of the computer. I think he would have just been gone.
Right.
He could not write legibly. Neither can I.
But it was all in his brain.
All in his brain.
His whole system.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Right. So.
But he left home at 14.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the mob. Ooh, how exciting.
If you ever listen to my uncle's talk, you know, all those, because he was raised in, he came out here to California in 1908 or 1909. Mm-hmm. And that's when Boyle Heights was all Jewish. There was
yes.
no English spoken there.
Right.
And so men like Mickey Cohen were cohorts of all these guys. And in order to make a living, you did things like that. He sold papers at the Coliseum. He and my uncle tell stories of selling the newspapers to people going into the Coliseum. The people would leave the newspapers, and they'd go back and gather them up and resell them again.
Yeah.
They did anything they could to make a buck.
Definitely.
Yeah. So he did pretty well.
That's
before the Depression.
Right.
And then after that, it was just awful. So, anyway. That's what he
My
did for a living.
My mother has stories like that too, mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what year your parents were?
1927.
Okay. Was your mother a housewife?
Yes.
Okay. And it asks, do you know how far they went through school? So I guess you.
My mother and dad only went to eighth grade, both of them.
Okay. Social contacts. Church.
No, they met. My mother worked at a cigar stand in the terminal annex down underneath. You know, do you remember anything about that? Well, you know where the red cars came in?
No,
okay.
Actually.
The red cars came into an underground terminal, and it was called the terminal. Was it called the terminal annex? That's a post office. It was called whatever. Anyway, they had stores underneath, so you got off the red cars, and they had, you know, like a drugstore and a cigar stand, and my dad had a paper stand there, and my mother worked at the cigar stand, and that's how they met. Yeah, I don't know how romantic
Google
it was.
Eyes.
Yeah, she was an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
She, my sister Ellie, that you know, doesn't look like my mother. She's built like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like my father, but has that heavy, and my mother was always very heavy,
mm-hmm.
and Ellie has the same exact physique as my mother. Kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It seems like one sibling, there two,
mm-hmm.
share an interesting combination
yeah,
with both
yeah.
parents.
But as she's gotten older, she looks more like my dad. So I hadn't seen it until recently, because she's lost a lot of weight. She's lost about 50 pounds. And so her features have really become more defined. And
yes.
She's beautiful, just absolutely gorgeous.
How nice.
Yeah, she always has been.
Right.
She always has been, but really, a friend of mine saw her recently and said, I hardly recognized her and didn't realize how beautiful she was because the fat's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
She's still heavy, she's a 16,
mm-hmm.
but she was a 22 or 24.
That's
a
great
deal.
Big difference.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
16's in the range of,
oh, yeah.
you know,
normal.
It really is.
Yeah, I know.
So these Hollywood stars are not normal.
No, they're not.
Size one.
Mm-mm.
Okay.